This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Barbara Klein. This week, we will tell about planets orbiting stars other than the sun. We will remember a huge disaster that struck 4 years ago. And we will tell how someone you never met can make you happy.
The picture that astronomers are creating of our universe has gotten a little more detailed. Last month, three teams of astronomers reported making direct images of planets orbiting other stars. Their observations are changing the way space scientists look at the universe. Technological progress has made finding planets far from our own solar system common. The first discovery was confirmed in 1994. Today, more than 320 planets have been discovered beyond our solar system. To make these discoveries, scientists look for small movements in nearby stars. The movements show the gravitational influence of another object on the star. Some planets have been found because they pass in front of the stars they orbit. This limits the amount of light seen on Earth for a short time.
What is new about the recent observations is that they are direct images of distant planets. That is something astronomers once thought would never be possible. One team was led by Christian Marois, an astronomer at the Hertzberg Institute of Astrophysics in Victoria, Canada. His group found three planets orbiting a star called HR8799. The star is about 130 light-years from Earth in the constellation, or group of stars, known as Pegasus.
The team used the Keck 2 and Gemini telescopes in Hawaii to produce the image showing the planets. Scientists also used a special technology called adaptive optics. It changes the shape of a telescope's mirror to cancel the effects of the Earth's atmosphere. This permits clearer, higher-quality images to be made. The planets are huge. Two of them are 10 times the mass of Jupiter, the largest planet in our solar system. This puts them near the mass, not of planets, but of failed stars called brown dwarfs. However, there is evidence that supports the idea that they are planets. Bruce McIntosh of Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory helped make the discoveries. He says all three objects orbit their star in the same direction and plane the way planets do.
A second team announced the discovery of one planet orbiting the star Fomalhaut. Fomalhaut is the 18th brightest star in the sky. Paul Collis of the University of California led a team that used the Hubble Space Telescope to find the planet, now called Fomalhaut B. It took several years of observations to confirm its existence. The planet is so distant from its star that it takes 872 years to orbit Fomalhaut once. Mr. Collis says Fomalhaut B orbits its star at the inside edge of a huge flattened ring of ice and dust. The disk is similar to the Kuiper Belt, which surrounds our own solar system.
A week after the announcements by the two teams, a French team announced that it had directly imaged a planet. Anne-Marie Lagrange of the University of Grenoble led a team that used the Very Large Telescope operated by the European Southern Observatory in Chile. The astronomers found the planet orbiting Beta Pictoris, a star 63 light-years away. The planet has not been seen long enough for astronomers to know its orbital period. But the researchers believe they have confirmed its planetary nature. They believe it is about 8 times the mass of Jupiter.
December 26th marks the anniversary of one of the worst natural disasters in recorded history. On that date, 4 years ago, an underwater earthquake in the Indian Ocean formed a tsunami. The earthquake and waves from the tsunami killed an estimated 230,000 people in 11 countries. Western Indonesia suffered most from the tsunami. The waves struck the area about 15 minutes after the earthquake. From the coast to far inland, 140,000 unsuspecting people were killed. The event also robbed Indonesia of valuable land. No major tsunami had been recorded in the area for hundreds of years. But new evidence shows that other such deadly events may have taken place there long ago.
Recently, a Norwegian scientist reported that a major tsunami may have struck the Indian Ocean between 600 and 700 years ago. Stein Bondevik teaches at two universities in Norway. Two teams provided the information he presented. His report and their studies all appeared in the publication Nature. A team in Thailand reported finding evidence of a tsunami striking that country a few centuries ago. Kruawan Konkau works at Chulalongkorn University. Her team found sand material that represents a tsunami from 600 to 700 years ago. The other team was led by Katrin Monnicki of Kent State University in the United States. Her team unearthed evidence in the Indonesian island of Sumatra. Team members found sand material from the tsunami in 2004. They also found evidence of three tsunamis from the past 1,200 years. One of these may be the same event that hit Thailand 6 to 7 centuries ago.
Are you feeling blue? An American study suggests that being surrounded by happy friends and neighbors could have more of an effect on your happiness than money. That is the finding of researchers from Harvard University and the University of California at San Diego. Nicholas Christakis and James Fowler studied the emotional health of more than 4,700 people. They used information from the Framingham Heart Study. That study began 60 years ago in the American community of Framingham, Massachusetts. It was started to learn more about the risks of heart attack and stroke.
For the new study, the researchers examined the emotions of the men and women in the Framingham Heart Study. The information was gathered from 1983 to 2003. The researchers found that friends of happy people had a greater chance of being happy themselves. That means that happiness spreads or has a contagious effect among people. And the smaller the physical distance between friends, the larger the effect they had on each other's happiness.
For example, a person was 20% more likely to feel happy if a friend living within 1.5 kilometers is also happy. Having a happy neighbor who lived next door increased an individual's chance of being happy by 34%. The effects of friends' happiness lasted for up to a year. Sadness was also contagious among friends, but not as much as happiness. The researchers say social groups did not influence happiness as much as personal situations. However, people removed by as much as 3 degrees of separation still had an effect on one's happiness. The expression 3 degrees of separation means the friends of the friends of an individual's friends. In fact, persons with 3 degrees of separation had a greater effect on an individual's happiness than having $5,000. The researchers say the study is historic because it shows that social effects on health can be spread among people.
Another finding is that people who work together or are married do not have as much of an effect on happiness levels as friends. The researchers say this is often true among friends of the same sex. A report on the findings was published this month in the British Medical Journal. America's National Institute on Aging helped to pay for the study. Some researchers who were not involved with the study questioned its findings. They say the results could be disputed unless a separate study shows similar findings.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
This Science in the News was written by Mario Ritter, Geralyn Watson, and Brianna Blake, who was also our producer. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Bob Doty. Read and listen to our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for more news about science in Special English on the Voice of America.
I'm so glad you